You know, if you think about the moment, which obviously we're going to talk about, where all of the angels were commanded to do sajda, were commanded to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, and Iblis and Shaytan, the devil, is the one that refused. You know, I often think about that. I say to myself, you know, the angels are far greater than Shaytan, yet not a single one of them had that feeling, not a single one of them felt any form of ill will towards Adam alayhi salam, or felt, you know, how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring him rather than us. And that tells you something about the angels. And Allah tells us about the angels, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, look, that Isa alayhi salam, the Messiah, Jesus, peace be upon him, does not feel repulsed by the idea of being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor the closest angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are honored by being ibad of Allah. They're honored by being slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed from the angels that human disease of pride and that jinni disease as well of pride, so that that's not there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also removed the other disease. And you know, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the root diseases of mankind are pride, envy, and desire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we already talked about how Allah removed desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed pride from them, and Allah removed a sense of envy from them. Because if you look at the early, you know, slip-ups which left us where we are today, they all come from those three things, and each one of those sins comes from those three things. The angels have none of that. They don't have the desire, they don't have the pride. And as far as envy is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that each one of them has maqam and ma'lum. They have their known rank, right? And they are totally satisfied with that. No angel gets upset and says, why is Jibreel having this? And, you know, why is Jibreel getting all that? And why am I not getting this? Why did Allah create that angel with more wings than me? You don't have any of that. They are absolutely pleased with where they are and who they are and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them. Now, there are ranks amongst them, just as there are ranks amongst humankind and ranks amongst jinn. And the scholars debate, you know, about who the best angels are and who are the greatest of them. Because at the end of the day, they're all great. Now, what about the ones, for example, that were created in sajda? The Prophet ﷺ said some of them, there are angels that were created in prostration that would not lift their heads until the day of judgment. I mean, think about how long the world has existed for. They have done nothing but do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. And, you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ تَوَاضُعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ, that whoever lowers himself to Allah, Allah exalts him as a result of that. So what's the status of those angels? What about the status of the angels that fought on the day of Badr? Right? They are the best of the angels, just as we have the best of the companions, those that fought on the day of Badr. We already mentioned previously Hamalat al-Arsh, the bearers of the throne. Now obviously the greatest angels are Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, and then Israfil alayhi salam, and then some include the angel of death as well in that category of the greatest angels. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to particularly make dua and he used to say, Allahumma rabba Jibreel wa Mikael wa Israfil. O Allah, the Lord of Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil. So by virtue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifying them in his dua, as you know, invoking Allah as the Lord of those three, it shows us that those three are on a different level. And we find two famous narrations, two famous du'as from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, using that form of invocation. We find it in his salah, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he started his prayer, particularly the night prayer. Both Aisha radiallahu anha and Hafsa radiallahu anha, they narrate that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to start off his prayer by saying, Allahumma rabba Jibreel wa Mikaila wa Israfil. O Allah, the Lord of Jibreel, Mikael and Israfil. فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. That he would say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, the Lord of Jibreel, Mikael and Israfil, creator or originator of the heavens and the earth, knower of the unseen and the seen, you judge between your slaves concerning wherein they differ. O Allah, guide me to the disputed matters of truth, for you are the one who guides to the straight path. So that's one thing the Prophet ﷺ would say in the beginning of his prayer. And then at the end of his prayer, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the Prophet ﷺ used to say, اللهم رب جبريل وميكائيل وإسرافيل أعذني من حر النار وعذاب القبر. Oh Allah, the Lord of Jibril and Mikael and Israfil, protect me from the fire of hell, from the heat of the fire of hell, and from the punishment of the grave. So both of these du'as come, you know, around the prayer. We also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the angels that record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ, that verily upon you there are angels that are recording. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ, and they are noble scribes. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they know exactly what you're doing. How much do they know about you? مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that you don't utter a word except that you have someone that's documenting it, that you have someone that's writing that down on your right and on your left. And subhanAllah, some of the scholars, they thought that Raqib and Atid are actual names of angels. And Allahu Alam, it seems that they're just that they're just being described here, the angels that write down on your right and on your left. But Allah praises these angels that are recording everything. Obviously, they have to have a greater level, a greater status, a greater integrity to be in that situation of recording the deeds of men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also obviously talks about Malak al-Maut, the angel of death. And there's no authentic narration that establishes his name. There are many sayings about what his name would be, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply calls him in the Quran, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ, that say that the angel of death takes your soul, the one who has been entrusted to you, the angel of death that has been entrusted to you. And some of the scholars, they debated whether there is one angel of death or there are multiple angels of death. And there seems to be absolutely no basis for saying there is more than one angel of death, because as we said, Allah controls time and place. So there's absolutely no objection, you know, to saying that the angel of death can be here and he could be 8,000 miles away at the same time, taking two souls or taking multiple souls at the same time, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, you know, time and place as such, that Allah azza wa jal is fully in control and Allah can do what He wants. However, the angels that accompany the angel of death to take your soul, those are different angels, whether they are angels of mercy or angels of punishment. We ask Allah that they be angels of mercy for us. Those are different for each and every single person. Then obviously you have Munkar and Nakir, the two angels that we will meet in the grave, that all of us will meet in the grave. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us to prepare ourselves for that fitna, for that trial, which is greater than even the trial of Dajjal, greater than the trial of the Antichrist, as-su'al, the questions that we will be asked by these two angels in the grave. And that's why at the end of every salah, before we do taslim, before we say salam, the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-nar wa adhab al-qabr. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the fire and the punishment of the grave, wa min fitnatil mahya wal mamat, and from the trials of life and death, wa min sharri fitnatil masih ad-dajjal, and from the evil of the trial of the Antichrist, of Dajjal. So two of those phrases include Munkar and Nakir, that we prepare ourselves for that meeting with Munkar and Nakir. And then finally, you have the guardian of hellfire and the guardian of paradise. As for the guardian of hellfire, his name is Malik. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of hellfire would call out, Nado, Ya Malik, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. They would call out to Malik and say, Oh Malik, let your Lord finish us off. So Malik is a very severe angel who guards hellfire. And though hellfire has many guards, Malik is the chief of them, right? Allah tells us, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ, that there are 19 or so on and so forth. Malik is the chief of them. And we'll talk about Malik, inshallah ta'ala, moving forward. But he is someone, obviously, by virtue of his name being mentioned numerous times in the ahadith, and then, of course, in the Qur'an, has a very special status. And then there's one last angel, and his name is Ridwan. And Ridwan is Khazinul Jannah. He is the chief keeper of paradise. Now his name doesn't come in an ayah of Quran or one particular hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, but as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, it's widely narrated and it's been mentioned many times by the companions and by writers and scholars throughout Islamic history, that Ridwan is the name of the keeper of paradise. And obviously Ridwan means pleasure. So you enter by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's only natural that the keeper of paradise, the chief keeper, is named Ridwan, and we ask Allah that he be the angel that we see in the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.